From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today, North Korea announced publicly that it has nuclear weapons, and it says it has no intention of negotiating them away. The statement was released to the state news agency and attributed to the North Korean Foreign Ministry. It prompted expressions of concern from U.S. officials, including Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, who's attending a NATO meeting in France.
Given their a dictatorial regime and the repression of their own people, one has to worry about weapons of that power in the hands of leadership of that nature. I don't think that anyone would characterize the leadership in that country as being restrained.
In the past, North Korea has strongly implied that it possessed nuclear weapons, but today's announcement was the most direct statement to that effect so far. NPR's Mike Schuster is following developments in this story, and he joins us now. Mike, what exactly did the North Koreans say?
Well, the assertion that they are manufacturing nuclear weapons came at the end of the statement. The exact quote is, "We had already taken the resolute action of pulling out of the NPT, that's the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, which North Korea repudiated a couple of years ago. Now I'm quoting again, "and we have manufactured nukes for self-defense to cope with the Bush administration's ever more undisguised policy to isolate and stifle us." Then they go on to say, "our nuclear weapons will remain nuclear deterrent for self-defense under any circumstances." This is the kind of thing they've actually been saying for the last 2 years.
Mike, interesting. They actually use the word nukes in English.
Yes, Michelle. The original was in Korean, but then they translated it into English themselves, and they released their English statement. And it's curious, the use of this colloquialism, nukes, in such a seemingly important government release. There's also something else going on in this statement. A couple of weeks ago, North Korea announced, "we'll be returning to the negotiating table." That's the multilateral talks with the U.S., China, South Korea, Japan, and Russia, "if the Bush administration stops slandering us." The Bush administration has very publicly tried to lower the temperature of its rhetoric on North Korea, but the North Koreans have been listening carefully, and they still don't like what they hear.
Listening carefully, did they actually cite specific remarks from the U.S.?
They did. They cite President Bush's inaugural address, Secretary of State Rice's confirmation hearings, and the President's State of the Union speech. They say all these statements comprise a declared policy of the United States to terminate tyranny around the world. Rice included North Korea in a list of outposts of tyranny. The North Koreans say these statements show no word of U.S. willingness to coexist with them. This adds up to a policy of regime change, the statement says. Now, it has to be said that this is a very selective reading of recent American comments on North Korea. Rice has gone out of her way to emphasize that regime change is not the policy of the Bush administration, and that the U.S. has no intention of attacking North Korea, and that it is willing to be flexible and consider granting Pyongyang a wide range of economic and political incentives if it comes back to the negotiating table and agrees to give up its nuclear weapons. There's also been two delegations in January who have gone to Pyongyang and told North Korean leaders the same thing.
So, Mike, what does all this saber rattling really mean?
Well, it could be a fit of pique, but there's been another development in the last week that might make you think otherwise. Last week, there were reports that emerged that U.S. scientists concluded that some of the nuclear materials found in Libya last year originated in North Korea. The Bush administration has taken this as solid evidence that the North Koreans are proliferating and that they have a uranium enrichment program. They're trying to convince the Chinese and the South Koreans especially that this is the case. And it may be that North Korea, as a result of this, is feeling the heat and doesn't want to come to the negotiating table at this moment.
Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
NPR's Mike Schuster.